Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everybody in place.
Hello.
And are you freaked out?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm always freaked out, Bubba.
Hey, is anybody,
she snuck
anybody,
in and we were talking about her.
Yeah, I heard you talking about me.
I just said, she's not like that. She's never going to be like that.
Oh, so
she's
said?
An uptight cool. bitch. Yeah, and you know what? I need to put a bell on that door.
Yep.
When Blitz and I are talking,
right,
Anna sneaks in and we're talking about her.
Yeah,
and that was awkward. Cool. I was just standing there in the door.
And you should, I should fire you for that.
What are you talking about? I mean, trying to get in early.
No, you should have been like, hey, no, I'm not welcome.
That's eavesdropping.
Yeah.
No, but I want to be early.
Bitch dropping.
No, listen. Listen to me. Fucking Linda. Listen to me, Linda.
Yeah, Linda.
Anna, when you are rolling into a closed door room.
Yeah.
And the boss and the vice president are talking about you.
Joe and Kamala.
If Joe and Kamala are talking about, you know.
I don't know which one I'd rather be.
I'd rather be Kamala.
Yeah,
all day.
Me too.
You know why I want to be Kamala? Because I'm going to live about another 50 or 60 years.
Yeah. Because you might be the president soon.
Right. And I'm fucking young as a spring chicken compared to who I'm talking to.
Right.
Joe, I'm over here. Huh? Joe, I'm right here.
Oh,
you're vice president, though. Yeah, I am. Oh. What's your name again? Karma?
Carmella.
Carmella.
Can you go get my coffee?
I just pooped my pants.
And you don't have a racist son that does crack.
I don't care about that. I mean, Joe, I don't care about Joe. I don't care about Hunter Biden getting a stripper pregnant. And I don't give a fuck about any of that. That's pretty cool.
Apparently, nobody else does either.
Yeah. Barely hear about it. But what else?
So, Anna, that's illegal. If you walk into a room and we're talking about you, quietly back out.
I quietly
entered.
It's
a violation.
Well, we had to do a show, so I was trying to get here early because sometimes I get here late.
How much did you hear?
Too much. She said 30
seconds. I heard
about
30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds too long.
Yeah, well, I heard you saying something. I heard Blitz say something about, like, she doesn't feel comfortable, and I assumed it was about me, so I just stuck around.
Why wouldn't you turn around and leave?
Yeah, immediately, knowing.
No. Right. Why would I do that?
First of all, I wouldn't say anything behind your back that I wouldn't say in front of your face.
Correct.
You're an uptight bitch that will not go for girls, but you should.
Right, but I just, you know, I was interested.
By the way, something will put a pep in your step. Kevin Hazlett texted me, said he was available for tomorrow. I was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind Kevin coming in. Not the entire show, but like about 8.
Okay.
There's a lot of things we can talk about that's happening in the news and stuff. We can talk a little crypto.
Lab leak.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? It's Alan in Cincinnati.
Hi, always a first call, but never the first to get into his pocketbook.
First call, never a subscriber.
Yeah.
I'm getting something together for you, buddy. Don't worry about it.
It takes a long time to sign up for
it. I mean, it takes a while to flip a house. 3-4 month project at best, my friend.
Yeah, it was 6 weeks.
Hey, Al, I hope you know that deep down I fucking appreciate the shit out of you, buddy, for real.
Thanks, man.
No, for real. For real. Like, you, honest to God, I got it figured out. You're financially responsible. You know, you got a hot wife. She's got a great job. You guys flip houses. You do well. Yep. What the fuck's not to like about
Skirting
that, buddy?
Down on his Rolex.
Maybe I'm just talking a little shit because I'm a little jealous of my man from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Jeremy Trey, 1,000 bits.
You're jello.
A little jello on you, Alan.
No worries, man. And Blitz and Dan will tell you the Rolex thing. We're working.
Hold on. I really don't care. I'm gonna keep ribbing you on it, though.
Alan, we like to rib. We just fucking rib you. You know what? Yeah. In fact, fuck Dan. Send me a Rolly. Okay, kid.
That's what I was thinking.
Blitz, he's working on it.
Fuck Dan. Send me and fucking Blitz like some Seikos or some bullshit. Right. I don't know. Blitz, you know what? You can spend $25,000-$30,000 on a Rolly for Dan, or you can get me and Blitz two $5,000 Breitlings.
Exactly.
That's how I got a feeling.
Yeah. I'll take a Casio.
Yeah, there you go. And Lummy wants a G-Shock, like one of those kind of put
Orient,
on gorillas.
This Orient was only like $300. I love it.
Yeah.
I think I'll get Lummy a Swatch watch.
Yeah, there you go. Big old Swatch. What do you got for me today, Alan, other than your wife's hot, you flip houses, and you're worth $1 million? What the fuck?
I wanted to get you, so they came out with the ESPY nominations, which are voted on by the public. I wanted to get your thoughts on, I think you could take the two other guys out of the equation. Do you think that this whole thing with Rodgers is going to, even though he won the MVP, I think the fans are going to vote for Brady.
Oh, fuck. I mean, who are the four people that are up for the ESPYs?
Tom Brady, top NFL player, Tom Brady, Aaron Donald, Derrick Henry, and Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady. And because I do think that this latest, you know, bullshit that Rodgers is pulling or doing or whatever, even though I am on his side and I do agree with his reasoning, I just, you know, Tom Brady's the better story.
Yep.
It's not even a close second.
He came here and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know,
period.
Tom Brady. I mean, it's hands down Tom Brady. And I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan, but, you know, Tom Brady. What else?
Did you see they asked Belichick yesterday if he called Tom Brady after he won the 7th Super Bowl Tampa Bay, and he just said, I'll keep all that stuff in-house with the parties.
Which is no.
Yeah.
Which is fuck you, because we could have won one with you. Mm-hmm. If you would have brought Gronk back, fuck off.
Yeah.
Little bitch.
Bitch.
My name's fucking Bill Belichick, and I'm mad as fuck about everything.
I'm bitch.
And I'm really mad right now that we sucked ass last year, and I got Cam Newton coming back. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, he had a losing record in the NFL until he got Brady.
Yeah, exactly. You got it all broke down, and you got Andy Dalton. No, not Andy Dalton. You got Joe Burrow is up there in Cincinnati.
Andy Dalton's actually a really nice guy. My older son had to do like some speech therapy when he was younger, and his Andy Dalton's son actually.
Actually,
in the same group.
Oddly enough,
I actually sat next to him, and we would talk every week. I didn't even realize it was Andy Dalton at first.
I'm going to be honest with you. Really, I have a friend that lives in the Cincinnati area that had some correspondence or interaction with Andy Dalton as well. And my friend isn't a sports guy at all, but he runs in some pretty big brain. You probably knew who I'm talking about, Blitz.
Yeah, I remember you telling a story or something.
And he met Andy Dalton in at a function or something, and he said the guy couldn't have been any more approachable and just cool and just was just
I don't remember
a
the exact
real
story.
Good guy.
But I remember you said that in the past.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton's going to be the starter for the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've always liked Andy Dalton. I mean,
I didn't even recognize him. I was talking
half
to
the fucking problem with Cincinnati was fucking ass bucket Lewis as your coach for 400 years.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Cincinnati fan. I don't care. We just moved here 5 years ago.
I understand, but I mean, we're trying to be somewhat regional and territorial and topical for you, my
friend. Where'd you move from?
New Jersey.
Okay.
He sounds like a Jersey guy.
Yeah.
Tight. Those Jersey guys are a little tight with the money.
Yeah,
you know?
Tight.
Yeah. All right, Alan from Cincinnati.
How did you start listening to the show?
Who calls the most and doesn't?
I started listening back when you started on Sirius.
Okay.
Because I was a Stern fan from out east.
Almost, I would say, Blitz, probably 80 to 85% of our Twitch world is that. But it would be interesting to find out.
I'm sure like about 95% of people that don't live in our terrestrial cities, that's how they heard about us.
But it's interesting to find out, like, if do we have any hardcore Bubba Army fans that literally found us on Twitch only, and now they've turned into, you know, hardcore Bubba Army? Probably not. Anyway, Alan, appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Bye thanks now. For the content.
All right, thanks. So, Anna, me and Blitz are having a conversation, big-time programming deal.
Yeah.
And you fucking walk in.
Yeah. Which was, I think, should be fine because we had a show, but I didn't walk out.
The walk-in part
I didn't
fine.
Walk out.
Okay, if me and Blitz are ever in a room talking and you come in and we don't know mm-hmm. that you came in,
yeah,
then you must go, pow, pow, or you have to give us some kind of
heads
up. You must
declare yourself.
Because we talk about you a lot, mm-hmm. and I don't want you rolling up on me like that ever again. Make me feel uncomfortable and shit.
When I walk in, if I look at you guys and think it's uncomfortable,
just goes, lum,
I leave.
Lum.
Yep, and I turn around and leave.
Oh.
If you guys, unless you guys say.
Yep.
Otherwise,
oh,
I leave.
Okay. I didn't know
so
that was a protocol.
He's lum lum, and you're pop, 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 pop.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
We were talking about how we could take the show to the next level if you would be by, and Blitz is like that fucking stick in the mud, you know, doesn't want to be anything.
Yep.
But she's already changed her fucking hair pictures on her little swiper right or lefters.
Yep.
Just
that's all that's all you care about. That's all you care about, that
what?
Bullshit.
What?
The swipe left and righters. That's all the fuck you give a care about.
Brandon the Quad, 3,000 bits.
Brandon the Quad, thank you.
Also, Xerxes69 and Lando Games said they found you on Twitch and they're hardcore now.
Thank you, my friends. But Anna, here's the deal.
Yes.
Like, you don't want to find a guy outside of that world. You're bound and determined to find a guy in the Tinder, Bumble, Hinge.
Well, I'm not
the fuck.
I'm not opposed to meeting someone in real life, but that just seems like the easiest way to do it.
Right, because you have so much anxiety and insecurity that you want to live electronically more than you want to live in person.
Well, I'm doing.
I should be your fucking therapist. I just nailed it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to do both.
Pay your bill, bitch.
Pay your bill. Do you like tomatoes or strawberries? Whatever this inside shit that I don't know is.
Do you like tomatoes?
Do you like tomatoes? Guess not.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but
it was when we were bowling and she just stole your tomato.
And yelled that during the video.
Yeah, and yelled it during the video in the background. Do you like tomatoes? Never mind, just eat it.
No, it was guess not.
No, guess not. Sorry.
She can have my tomatoes all she wants.
See,
I give a fuck.
Right, and we knew that.
Guess
Anna, I met my girlfriend on Bumble and she sucks.
What?
I just was reading a little bit of Anna Hummel's soulmate. I'm so sorry that I mentioned that you should go by. Fuck. I mean,
okay.
I mean, jeez. What were we talking about when you walked in?
Just something about me being comfortable, and you kept saying, Blitz kept saying she, and you were saying she, so I assumed it was about me, so instead of leaving, I just decided to
listen.
Oh,
no, it was about Blitz's sister.
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah, the sister he doesn't have. Yeah.
Exactly, sorry. Blitz, who the fuck are we talking about?
My sister.
Exactly.
In-law.
My sister.
In-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, his brother's wife.
Yeah.
Whatever. I knew it was about me. That's why I was listening.
What were you saying?
You were something about her not being comfortable. She isn't comfortable. Let's not push it or something.
Yeah, see, we're trying to be cool.
And I was just sitting there with Yogi in hand, staring at you guys.
We just know to not fucking push the issue of anything about fucking anything with you, because it's just everything always a big fucking no.
I didn't say anything.
I don't like it. No. Stop. Uh-uh. Not going to happen. Yeah.
I'm not going to be lesbian for you.
I'm so sorry. God.
Even though deep in your little Anna Hummel soul, you would like to try girls. You just
I
won't
don't,
because it's
can
our
I say the
idea.
First F?
Bubba, does she have
F?
A soul?
No, she's
can
a soul
I say the first
spin.
F?
Depends on which F it is.
Fuck. I don't want to fuck a girl. I don't. I know you do.
Have you ever fucked a girl?
No.
Okay, then you know
have
what?
You ever fucked a guy?
No.
Well, then how do you like it?
But hold on. I have not ever made out with a guy either.
Good point, Bubba.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I
have
well,
never
really.
Made out with a guy, and I don't
Bubba
want to
one on a zero.
I dropped the mic, bitch!
Yeah.
But I kissed a girl, and I didn't like it, much to, you know, Katy Perry's veil.
How many times have you kissed a girl? Once
Tookie,
or twice?
Tookie, fucking wear a zookeeper.
The first 800 twice. Times she did it, she didn't like it.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this? Because you're not being honest with yourself.
I am honest.
Bravo, yeah.
Your rusty mic sucks.
What do you mean?
No, the audio on TuneIn sounds like shit, and I'm going to fix it. I bought some new stuff today.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting it tomorrow.
Hello.
I agree with everybody. It does sound like shit.
Our audio outside of Twitch, including Bub Army Radio, which feeds TuneIn, we're having issues with right
the
now.
The live audio, it does sound like shit. I agree.
Sorry. You know what? We're running on equipment from 2011. Okay? Let's just be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ordered some new stuff.
Okay. I still run an analog. I still run an analog board. Okay.
Stop.
Do you know what that's from, Anna?
Yeah, South Park.
Okay.
Is it Mr. Garrison?
Mr. Mackey. Okay. I like when he goes out with Mrs. Chokes on Cock.
Chokes on Dick.
Have you guys?
Chokes on Dick.
It's
yes.
What's the South Park Teach Him Sexual Ed episode, and they start teaching sex ed at first grade.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, no, you answered my question. I was calling about the audio as well.
We're sorry.
It's cool. I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
We know it sounds like garbage.
Yeah, we're sorry. You're paying for this shit and everything. We'll fucking get it fixed by Monday, okay, buddy?
No, it's all good. Have a good one.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you appreciating us, knowing how shitty our fucking audio is. Love you.
Speaking of shitty audio.
Hello.
Hey, this is Gary again. Just a quick suggestion. Why don't you have a dating game for Anna?
Gary, we would, but, you know, we wouldn't want to. Nothing's good enough for her.
We did that with Law and that other guy that came in.
But honestly, we went on a date.
We had to talk about it.
But Gary, for real, I wouldn't put that against my worst enemy because it's just a no-win situation. Yeah. She's just such a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She could go out on the date and decide. She'd go on a date and be a fucking bitch
and come back and talk about being a fucking bitch. And it's just going to be the same thing. One date will turn it into just all she's a fucking
bitch. By the way,
bitch.
All these clunks bubble are not for you in the chat.
No, I know. It's for Gary. But I want everybody to give Gary a chance. You know what? Right now, we're good with Gary. He suggested a dating game, which is not that, you know, which is a pretty good suggestion. But Gary doesn't even realize how much of a fucking bitch she is.
Anna could be sitting across from the table, looking into the eyes deeply of her.
Gary, put your pants back on, you silly character.
Gary wants to sign up.
Yeah. Anna, remember you're supposed to flirt with Gary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that in my notes.
You go to his notes. What's it say, Anna?
Anna needs to flirt with Gary.
Damn it, Anna.
Maybe we should go on a date.
Hey, Lummy, they're all what?
Gare Bear.
What are girls, Lummy?
Gare Bear.
Lummy? They're all what? Say it.
Lummy, what are they?
Your notes.
According to Gary Grubbs, women are what?
All whores but your mama. I studied that one last night.
They were out the hallway studying it earlier, too.
Hi, who's this? You're on the air.
Glory Hole Greg.
Hi, Glory Hole Greg.
Hey, got a quick question for you, Bubba. Since you're directing, you know, Miss Anna towards, you know, maybe...
She doesn't realize that that would be hot for the show, but in all honesty, it's not going to happen.
Someone's already stole that position.
Somebody's what?
Who's had the mango?
What?
Greg, please.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
In fact, everybody stop calling me. You're disrupting me. You're disrupting the show.
Yeah.
Stop disrupting. Unless you're some hot chick.
Unless
you're Caitlyn Jenner or some hot chick that wants to have sex with me, don't call in. Now watch. Hello, who's this?
Diggy.
It's Iggy McGillicuddy. You're probably a little delayed. I said I don't want anybody calling me unless you're Caitlyn Jenner or you want to have sex with me.
And then
I said, "Who's this?" And you said, "It's Iggy."
Yeah, I fuck you.
What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Iggy? How you doing?
Some of the people in chat this morning noticed my acknowledgement of Lummy being extra aggressive today. I would just like to address the aggressiveness over aggressiveness that Lummy seems to have today.
Verbally? Like, are you talking verbally? Like, he's a little, like, on edge?
Yeah, he's, like, getting in your face. He's getting in everybody's face. He's getting up.
And just look at the way he's sitting at the table, Blitz. He looks like he's just ready to attack you. Look at his arms out there like he's riding a chopper. Looks like you're riding a chopper, Lummy.
Blow it up.
Like you're all swowed up like you and fucking Iggy just supersetted shoulders.
Right. And he was talking about body slam me and shit.
No, I wasn't. Hold on.
That's right.
Lummy,
Iggy said it.
Lummy, I'll tell you this right now. Fucking Iggy will fucking split the floor with you.
Iggy said something about my beard, and he goes, would you let me lick it? And I said, yeah, you can lick it all you want, Iggy. And he goes, oh, when I'm licking it, I'm going to rip both your ears off while you body slam me.
Man, it looks like maybe Iggy's got a little...
He's projecting, maybe.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, man. He's like, oh, see, we're not friends anymore. I'm like, you're the one who run trip my ears off.
Iggy, why the aggression, buddy?
Geez, Iggy.
Well, I'm always aggressive, but I'm just, Lummy has, other people pointed it out too. Lummy's the one being extra aggressive for Lummy. Nope. Lummy's being extra aggressive. Me, I'm just being me. I'm always a little aggressive.
You always want to grab a guy by the, you always want to grab the guy by the ears and make him do stuff, mm-hmm. don't you?
Yes.
No, but if you're gonna,
I gotta tell you this right now, man. Heather Wiz Blitz's ears are out a half inch from when she got down here.
Poor girl.
if you're a monster like Lummy, you know, and you can easily yoke people up, I mean, that's really the only.
Now hold on, is
Big E 7375 2000 bits.
Blitz, is there something going on here that I know? Is there Iggy Lummy heat that I don't know about?
I have no heat. Something's going on. I have no heat with
something's going on here.
Big E 7375 2000 bits.
Iggy, what's going on for real here?
He's just extra aggressive today. I just wondered why that is. Is he taking testosterone?
Iggy knows something, Blitz, right. And he's not giving it all so he can have plausible deniability.
Well, you got to remember, they hung out probably a week or two ago at the Lightning game, so now, something's going on.
What's going on?
You guys banging.
Lummy?
I don't know.
You guys swapping?
He wanted to rip my ears off.
Are you guys full swap?
Wanted to rip my ears off.
Soft, maybe.
I said, Lummy, good morning, Iggy.
Lummy, is that dent in Wilbur's nose? That might have been a fucking Iggy dent.
Oh, that's why.
Lummy, is that an Iggy dent?
No, no, no. Yeah,
is Wilbur coming out with a black eye because of Iggy?
It's coming out bald head, just like
Negative.
Iggy.
Negative. No, that's great. Thanks, Lummy. Obviously, we're not going to get anywhere with this conversation.
Blitz, I think we just exposed the full swap connection
I
we have.
So. Yeah.
I think Wiz and Iggy are swapping with Ash, with Blashley. We got Blashy and Blizzy that are a full Swizz hop and
something's
Blitz.
Going on.
Is she?
That's the last thing that's happening, cousin.
Is she?
All right, Ig. I don't know when we're going
to
see you
next.
Yeah,
hope to see you soon, buddy.
Yeah, like, you know, you pretty much beg off all the jobs, you know, nowadays. You're not even part of the Get Fresh crew.
Oh.
Yeah, 62 weeks from now, I'll see you.
Now, hold on. Now, Lummy, what day were we getting doing the Get Fresh? It was July, wasn't it?
Yes, it was July 17th.
Well, let me look at my thing here.
July 17th, 16th, we're doing
I got Get Fresh crew. Now, are you going to be able to hit the 17th, Ig?
I'll be there, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Good.
He'll be on the saw.
We need you on the saw, kid.
Not the tape measure.
Yeah.
Not the tape measure. Yeah. I need you on the cutting, okay?
Okay. I got to use the tape measure to use the saw.
Oh, no.
Iggy's the only guy, because if he nicked himself, he wouldn't really make a big deal about it. You know, right.
Just put some tape on it.
Like if Creatine Travis just got like a particle in his eye.
He'd be on the hospital.
He'd be on disability.
6 weeks.
Hey, Creatine, what's wrong? Well, I got a sawdust chip in my eye this past Saturday. I'm on full-blown disability.
Why do you have crutches?
By the way, Paper Tiger Travis is coming to spend the night with me tonight.
Oh, right. Cute. You guys
hopefully, that Xanax fucking protein shake I give him today at 4 kicks in, and I'm over there at Ocala Farrah Fawcett's.
You're going to give him a handful of Xannies?
Yeah. I'm actually going to get a hold of Hootie and get whatever he knocks out his wife with.
There you go.
And then I'm going to knock Travis out and lust over OFS ass. So sorry. Did I say that? So sorry. All right, Iggy, we'll see you. We love you.
See you.
All right, buddy. See you.
Bye now.
Bye.
So, Anna.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck it. What you heard. I don't give a fuck. Here's the deal. You do what you just do what you want to do, okay?
Are you going to tell me what I did poorly?
Yes. I'm going to tell you what I mentioned to Blitz that we needed to work on you with, but
who do you think that is? Over...
It's needs a Xanax Willie.
Yeah.
I need to calm down.
You do. Calm down.
Can I give you a rundown of what's
going
through my mind?
We're doing Jewish deep breath ASMR. Go ahead.
Inner monologue.
A hot Jewish girl.
Let's hear what you're thinking.
Okay, what do you think?
I was like, whatever he tells you, you will have the power to get through it. You will not. This will not ruin your day. This will not ruin your week. This will not ruin your life. You can handle anything that's thrown at you. It's okay. You're still a bad bitch, kind of.
Are you Tony Robbins?
Yeah, I love it. All right, here's
everything's going to be okay.
It is. Everything's going to be okay.
It's okay. Nothing that you can't fix. Or if you can't, you're going to learn to live
with
it.
You already fixed it.
Oh.
That's the good thing about it.
That's the bad
but
thing about it.
But I didn't even know what I fixed.
Yeah. I've noticed on your news that it sounds a little carnival barky at times. Like you'll say the headlines in a carnival, be like, you know, fat girl dives off swimming pool, deets right now. Yeah. Like that kind of deal. Yeah. And I wanted it to be more just flow like a conversation.
Like yo,
and
yo, yo.
No, just like kind of like, you know, like the way you did today.
Oh.
So today.
Talking about the news.
Oh, okay.
And so today, before the show starts this morning, when Blitz and I have our little meeting, I'm like, hey, Blitz, I'm going to talk to Anna about being a little less barky on the news, a little less campy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I noticed that too. And I said, okay, we'll make it a thing for the after show, Freak the Bitch Out.
Well, you start, okay, yeah.
You know what I think helped was the music. You use different music.
I think so.
Chilled me out because when the news music comes on, I feel like I need to be like, exactly. Johnny News.
And so I'll take that as a suggestion to do the news. So I'll make the music.
Yeah, we need Enya on the news now.
We need more. I need to catch a vibe. You know what I mean?
Fucking Orinoco.
Well, it has to be royalty free too.
Catch a royalty free vibe.
Yeah, we'll catch a better vibe on the music because when I do the music better and less newsy, it tends to come across more conversational. And so today, here we are, getting ready for you to bark it out like you always do. Yeah. And I'm looking up, so in between breaks, I'm like, the bitch didn't do it. He's like, I know. And I'm like, the bitch did the news exactly the way I would want it today.
Okay.
But we're still going to bring it up.
Okay, cool. Okay, so that makes me feel better.
So that's really all I was going to say. It's like, hey, you know what? More
all
of a
that
conversation.
Anxiety for that.
I thought
I thought you were going to be like, hey, can you suck less? And I'd be like, oh, okay.
No, I absolutely am completely the only thing that I would ask you to do better was to do more stuff because people like you.
They do?
They love the Anna Terra podcast.
That's happening next week.
And
really when?
Monday.
Off the rails with Blitz.
Yeah.
Does well. The Lummy one doesn't do as well, it seems.
Really?
Yeah.
What Lummy one?
Exactly.
Well, I have the sports show one going up.
No, he means like when we do the show together, Off the Rails.
We do really well.
I think I really like working with Lummy.
You guys are good.
Yeah, numbers aren't quite as strong as the Blitz's.
Really?
Yeah, just
we do like 600-700.
I'm just saying, I got back end numbers too. Okay. But you know, do more.
Okay.
Joby tries 1,000 bits.
I can't make you act more sexy. I can't ask for you to get some dick.
Or get tits.
I can't ask for you to get some sniz. So just keep doing what you're doing. You're cute. You're hot. You're fucking snappy. You're sporty. Blitz, I would call it. She's sporty. Yeah.
I'm snappy sporty.
Yeah. And you're doing good.
Thank you.
And the only, you know, did you really think it was going to be something like super like.
Bubba, the things that go through my mind. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was bad.
Like bestiality and shit?
No.
That would get her excited, Bubba. What are you talking about?
That gets me aroused. I'm talking about things that upset me.
honest to God, have you ever looked at bestiality?
Like, in a way where...
In a porn deal.
Like, to be aroused by it?
Well, no, or... yes, or just...
Curiosity. I did see a video one time called...
Two donkeys, one cup?
No. Oh.
With a horse.
It was called... No. It really didn't involve animals, but it kind of did. It was called When Animals Ruin Your Orgasm.
Oh, okay.
And it was on
E-Fucked. Was it a snake?
No, it was actually, it was kind of funny.
Those are funny.
It was a funny video where like people would be having an orgasm. Like this girl was sucking this guy's dick and then the golden retriever would like come in and start licking the guy's dick too. And that made me laugh.
What? So that's how fucking fucked up she is. She's like, I don't want the guy to get his nut. I want his nut to get fucked up by a golden retriever. And it made me laugh.
What the fuck?
Will have an orgasm and then the birds like just start going crazy because they think their owner's dying.
So Blitz, listen to this story. No, I've never told this story. So I'm at 98 Rock in Feather Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Dan DiLoretto. You know, when I brought my crew in, it was a whole different fucking vibe than the Seabass Marla fucking crew.
Oh,
and everybody was afraid of Dan. And so the jocks kind of, Dan had everybody fucking, you know, he was the man. Don't ever fucking go against Dan. Don't watch your porn on your computers. Everything has to be neat. Well, if you remember, Blitz, I moved in the Feather Sound building. I took that whole back wing and made it mine, remember?
Yep.
I said, listen, I need this whole area for me and my boys. And Dan's like, what? We don't even give disc jockey offices around here. And I go, well, fuck. I need an office, and I need a cubicle for four people. And in my office, I'm going to tinfoil the windows and put two couches, and I might get my dick sucked sometime from some groovy bitches.
The fucking couches.
And he's like, what? I go, yeah, I need to know the code to the back door in case so I can bring girls in here. Now, so this is the general manager, Anna, and he's ruled with an iron fist. But Clear Channel.
He's used a cheesy-ass radio before that.
Yeah. So I come in, and, you know, I'm doing it my way. You know, there's girls here. There's fucking.
Right,
there's head.
Coming.
There's head. We're watching porn.
Hell yeah.
So...
eating snacks.
So Pete to
no,
sports
snatch.
So but listen, Blitz. Pete to sports kick. I was really the only computer in my office that had really good internet or decent. It was
more
still
than dial up. Oh, you had 56. You had 56K.
But
anyway, I did have
out.
Because we convinced DiLoretto that we were because they would download the complete sheet and all the prep
course,
would come
yeah.
from my computer. Well, so Pete would go in there and look at porn.
What kind of porn?
Well, all kinds of porn.
There really wasn't much back then.
No, back then it was whatever you can get.
I know. Mm-hmm. So, but it was on my computer. Now, I did look at porn, too.
I believe it.
But let me just say this. I didn't look at... I will raise my... I wouldn't even be telling this story if it made me look stupid. But I do tell the truth. And so that is... I don't look at the same kind of porn that Pete was looking at. Pete was looking at stuff.
He was looking at regular porn.
No, he was looking. There was a few horse porns on my.
What?
Yes.
Whoa.
And so I go.
Fucking a horse or fucking on a horse?
Just keep it at a horse deal. I can be honest with you. I've not really got into the horse fucking shit. I've seen it from time to time.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing, buddy.
Well, anyway, at that time of my life, Blitz, now since then, I've seen some horse stuff.
Oh, okay,
but at
you're
that
good,
time,
then.
Circa 98, 97, this That's is so 1997. Questions.
Yeah, you were still young.
I was still fucking Mrs. McGillicuddy across the street
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Dan, one day I get off the air and I used to go right down to Brad Harden's office and he would talk about the show, which would usually be me falling asleep on his couch.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to hear you tell me about my show. Because my show's the best. I'm the fucking best. Don't tell me what to do. Seriously, Anna, that's how it was.
I know.
And so Brad goes, hey, listen, my little champion. I don't need you to fall asleep this time. I need you to really pay attention. Like, what? He goes, Scott Miller. Now, Scott Miller was the engineer and he hated me because I went in there blitz and needed all this shit hooked up and I need this done and that mm-hmm. done. And it was really made the fucking engineer. He had easy streak and I walk in, I need to hook this.
There's like semen on the monitor.
Yeah. I need this. Yeah,
I can't imagine what that's like.
Need a dubbing station back here. Fuck. And so I need my own microphone, everything.
Yep.
So he though blitz. So the building's IP, he would like, he got a report on or he could watch or, you know, some sure. kind of bullshit.
Yeah,
he was,
yeah.
I think it came to him and then I don't know how the fuck, but his office could tell you what you were looking at. So Brad goes, listen, you have to go to Dan's office about some stuff that's on your computer. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, it's like, you know, really kind of a bad thing. And like, you're not in trouble or going to get fired, but it's something he wants to talk to you about.
Look into this.
So I go down there and he goes, hey, Bubba, I just want to address about what's on your computer. I go, what's on my computer? And he goes, well, there's a lot of porn on your computer, and most of which isn't a problem. But teenage girls sucking horses is probably not a good look. And I go...
That wasn't a horse. It was long dong silver.
So I swear to God, Blitz, I got caught so by surprise that I said... Dan, I swear to God, I don't look at that stuff. I look at maybe black guy stuff sometimes, and I look at like, you know,
it might look like a horse.
Two guys and a girl. But Dan, he goes, Bubba, I don't know who was watching it, but it was on your computer. And so I remember going to Guido and go, would you fucking tell Pete? And so Blitz, I put a lock on my door, and nobody could go into my door because they were really fucking up my server deal.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and so. Dan, I swear to God, Blitz, Dan had a link to he had the example of,
oh, Jesus.
Of it. And he goes, he hits it.
Bubba, and, I've watched this 14 times now.
You know, under the in terms of investigation.
Yeah.
And so I swear to God, it was this girl that was sucking off a horse that literally looked, it didn't even look believable. It looked like somebody took 10 gallons of milk and poured it over a girl. Like, that's how much stuff came out.
I don't...
And I'm like, ew! Like, I couldn't beat off to that.
There's nothing worse than, like, fake porn.
Joby Charlie, 25 minutes.
Or fake like, horse
cum. Like, Blitz, it didn't even look... It literally looked like... Oh, but that's what Peter, whoever was watching... I don't know who was... what. Somebody other than me. And I'm like, ew, Dan, I don't even think that's hot. And he goes, well, I don't know if it's hot or not, but it was on your computer.
Right.
Like... So then I went back and I was like, I had a whole all staff meeting. I'm like, listen, you motherfuckers, nobody can go on my computer. Only Guido can go on my computer.
And so you cut the porn down by half.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So yeah, that's my porn story.
I don't like those videos that have like the.
I always thought that they could come track you down. I always thought that like bestiality is illegal, and like if you watch it. They could be like, you know,
they could.
Chad Geary isn't going to fucking Pat McGovern.
They could, but they'd be doing that nonstop every day.
we got 3,000 warrants to do today. Mm-hmm. That's just in this one subdivision.
Yeah.
Why? What is it? Well, a bunch of people watching dog fucking. We gotta get out.
If you only have one choice and you have to save the kids or the horses, you're gonna go kids.
You save kids.
Let the horses live. They seem to be enjoying
Sergeant,
it just fine.
We got 27 people that are preying on kids and 3,000 that are watching dog fucking. What do you think we're doing?
Yeah.
Man, let's go ahead and get those fucking kid weirdos first. I can deal with a girl sucking off a dog.
I mean, the horse would just walk away, right, if it didn't enjoy
it. I'm gonna say something here, and I hope I got to make sure that I'm like this is I don't want to get in trouble.
Ooh, yeah.
But with regards to people that want to have sex with animals,
mm-hmm.
I think instinctually that it's pretty tough to make a male animal do something it doesn't want to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I think...
Just by the logistics of it all.
Just the logistics of how sex works. I don't think that you can necessarily make a horse...
Well, I mean, you could fuck a male horse in the ass.
You didn't hear what I said.
Oh, sorry.
I said... Well, I guess.
You know what I mean?
But, like, as far as... It's fairly instinctual. A lot of times they... But... It is a problem when you're abused. I think it's abuse of an animal both ways, but I think it's far more egregious that if it's a male having sex with an animal, because I feel as if the animal's not instinctually liking that and not instinctually wanting it and it's not seeking it out. Whereas if you see the other combination, it's like it's the dog
kinda
just kind of, yeah, just kind of.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not hot.
Oh, right.
But Jesus, it's just like, you know, dog sniffing around. Next thing dog smells something, then it just goes.
Well, butter. What? Let me ask you this, though. What if the animal initiates?
It's an animal.
There's not a lot of female animals that are twerking in front of you.
No, but like, what if it starts licking your sniz or humping your leg?
That's because you have a smell or you put something
there. So what if you hump it back? Is that a crime?
Yes. It is.
No, it shouldn't be a crime. That's a victimless crime. That's what that is.
No, I was worried about having to go to jail now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anna, quit trying to hedge your bets on milking a dog.
Sorry.
It's not a very good topic, I guess, to bring up to you. It really hits home.
Yeah.
She's more excited about this than
dogs get more action in her neighborhood than the men do from
her. She's biased on this conversation.
Yeah. Would you sleep with a dog before you would a man?
I think you would.
No.
I think she would.
Yeah. Peanut butter games.
Dog milker.
Ugh.
First, there was a dog whisperer who would take dogs that were out of control and make them be nice. Then there was the dog milker.
Mm-hmm.
She liked to milk dogs who wanted to be, I don't
the
know.
Dog
if
they, was
we don't
asking
even,
for
we
it.
Don't even know that the dog wanted it.
No, she those said the
nipples,
dog was
those
asking
nipples
for
were
it.
Asking for
had
it.
Had like 10 huge tits walking around.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's, you know
what
it's
else are you
doing?
Supposed to do with
it's,
that?
It's wanting its puppies to get on the teat.
Not
there
you.
Were no puppies. Not, they took the puppies away.
Yeah, okay, well, it, her body you. Still tells me I need puppies.
Well, I'm her puppy now.
I'm going to throw up.
I'm going to throw up my chicken breast. Oh, by the way, I don't know if this is illegal or not, but I'm live on Twitch right now, and I'm going to promote my my fucking YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, our uncensored show, I don't know what we did. I can't even remember. But
it was,
man,
goddamn funny.
But it's trending well.
It is?
Yeah.
I know he does.
I needed to ask him a question, and he didn't even get out of surgery yesterday till like late in the afternoon. Anyway, on our YouTube channel, the 616 show, the Bubba Uncensored 616 show, which is on our YouTube channel, which was our live show on yesterday's YouTube, it's got like almost 3,000 views.
Afternoon.
I don't even know what the fuck we did.
I thought they were at East Bay. They were helping you out.
Yeah. So... But Anna, I will tell you, I mean, Lummy, I will tell you, look at your fucking lights. They're on point.
Yes, they are. I make sure I lit up for
look
myself.
How good you look, Lum.
I know.
And there's Anna
you.
With a fucking, you can't get less sexier than that bitch. She Tupperware, Bob.
Well, that was yesterday.
Angry.
Today
Jeff
I'm
has
different.
Been a longtime friend. And that's even matter.
It was 30 seconds before the show, and I had to change ink so
damn,
that I could
Lummy,
print out the.
You just, you're like, you're like illuminate.
Oh, thank you, Bubba.
It's that new camera.
It's because of you. Thank you, Bubba.
Thank you.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh,
that's the crick. That's Scooter's crick.
Oh, yeah.
No,
makes
you do.
Feel alive.
But what I'm saying is, like, I feel bad about putting you on this spot on the air. Like,
So
I don't know if I'm allowed to play that on my channel or not, but I just did. And after Twitch today, you might want to go check that out. It's a pretty good little show if you didn't hear it firsthand.
Woo!
Don't forget Blitz's promise to have at least two maybe three, and this is with a ton of help from Rhett, of our own, our OnlyFans account is now alive and kicking at the Bubba Army. And, you know, you can get some really good stuff up there. And Blitz will have a few videos for you. I think Akira is definitely a lock-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Melissa Midwest is a lock-in.
Very attractive Nebraskan.
Blitz, if you had an opportunity to back in the day in their prime, sleep with Akira or Melissa Midwest.
Oh, come on, Blitz.
Who would it be?
Ooh,
Blitz, come on.
Oh, Wait, what's Melissa Midwest?
Melissa Midwest.
Let me see.
No, but Blitz, I'm talking Melissa Midwest circa 06.
Blitz, come on. You know what the answer is.
No, not necessarily.
No.
Blitz. He likes that kind of Nebraska.
Ooh, she's very pretty.
I know what Lummy means.
And it might not be Lummy's answer that he wants to hear.
Lummy thinks you're going to go Asian?
No.
No, Lummy thinks I'm going to go Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he might be wrong.
You're a solid Asian
nasty.
She's
really pretty.
Oh, yeah. Melissa.
Where'd you find her?
Oh, she found me, buddy.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Do you hit
Midwest.
It?
No. No. Yeah, I didn't. I tried.
Nebraska.
2006.
I mean, yeah, let me look her up.
She's
not Melissa Midwest now.
Why? What, is there a big difference?
Well, yes. I mean, we're all fucking old as shit.
Oh, I got you. I thought maybe like she did something.
And she got old.
Okay. Yeah, she got old. She's 38.
Oh,
yeah.
Out of the business.
Gross.
Somebody sent me.
And she's been arrested.
Oh.
A few
times.
Yeah,
but not for bad stuff.
No, it was all because she was going to the strip clubs in Nebraska.
Okay, who cares?
And they were busting her on it.
Yeah, but she would do like a come see Melissa Midwest this weekend at fucking Hodgepodge. And, oh, here, Blitz, here is a picture of when she hung out, well, used to hang out with us. And you cannot show it.
Okay.
At all, in any way, shape, or form. And let me find a, yeah, hold on now, Blitz, do not show this, okay? Do not broadcast.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Like
business
right,
casual.
Like right there. That's business casual. Yeah.
I guess her line of work.
Now look at that. Look at that.
I'm looking.
So her versus Akira.
Oh, yeah, her.
Hold on.
I've seen Akira.
Blitz, please, none of this. Like, you know.
No.
Please. Like, look at Blitz. That is usually right down your power alley. I'll call you a fucking liar if you say so otherwise.
Oh, it is.
And I had all of that business in my look at that.
But so is Akira.
Yep.
All right, hold on.
She was painting.
Hold on. Young Akira.
I think she's hotter.
Blitz, you know what? We might have the only young Akira shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. That's not young Akira.
Also Akira.
Asa Akira. How you spell it?
A-K-I-R-A.
Young. Early on. Hold on here. Like, that Blitz is fairly early. I think she'd been in the business a little bit long. That might be the back of my handyman right there. That might just very well be. You know, my deal.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
So
I think I'm taking Melissa Midwest.
Yeah, I'm taking Melissa.
I think so, too, but it'd be a hard choice. But it'd have to be before they ever got into any of this at all.
Oh, yeah, like when she hung out with me.
I mean, I think she was still.
Well, but she was Blitz.
Based on looks alone.
No, but she was young, and she still hadn't professionally done anything.
She was 19 and
You mean you're talking about Akira?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd have to be.
When she first started with me.
It'd have to be before that, even.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Well.
There's Blitz right there.
What?
Long John Johnson.
less the pigmentation differentiation.
What word is that?
That's Blitz right there.
There's no way.
Okay, whatever. I've seen it. Mm-mm. Blitz, that's you right there. Blitz, you gotta tell me right now. You're gonna tell me right now that that's not a pretty good.
I can barely see it, and I'm afraid. Well, I'm afraid to touch my computer because it'll go.
Yeah, do not touch your computer.
I know.
But
hold on, let me look.
You're gonna have to. I can't. Matt, I'm afraid to do anything else as well.
No,
that's you.
No.
Okay, whatever. I've seen it.
Mine's straighter.
It's a pretty hot look. Right there.
Love that.
Well, anyway, Anna, needless to say, we got both of those. We got both of those gals going to be our debut rollout for our OnlyFans.
Nice.
Melissa Midwest is more my type.
God, she and Blitz, I'll tell you, you never met her. She was so cool. Yeah. I mean, Akira was cool as well.
Right.
But fuck Melissa Midwest.
She was down to earth.
She was down to earth, and oh, my God. What's this I hear about Lummy potentially finding a catfish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saved it.
So me and Lummy are in the front parking lot, and I was like, Lummy.
Here in the studio?
Yeah, here at the studio.
During the break?
Well, you know there's that little part in the front that fills up with water?
Yeah.
I looked down. I'm like, Lummy, that looks like a fish. And I was just kind of joking. And he looked over and goes, it is a fish. It was a catfish in the parking lot.
Like just in one of the big puddles?
Yeah, the puddle.
Where did it come from?
It would have come from, I don't know if it came from our pond, but it probably was when the big storms came through yesterday, probably a bird grabbed it and then dropped it.
Oh. And then realized I wanted it to be a grouper, not a catfish.
Yeah.
Catfishes are the bottoms of the sea.
Exactly.
Catfish. I was like, that looks like a fish.
Oh, how big of a catfish is it?
I'd say about 6 inches.
6 inches, yeah.
See, I thought these fish were supposed to be in the pond out back.
Lummy, are you fucking up the pond deal and putting them in the puddles instead?
No, we want the catfish back there because they suck all that algae.
Where'd it go? It's over there.
And I bought an owl. There's an owl back in the back now.
A real owl.
Hold on. You bought one?
Woo-hoo. Yeah, I bought one yesterday at Lowe's. Well, me and Ashley did. But...
are you talking about a plastic one?
So you're saying is Ashley bought an owl?
Yes.
I thought you were a real one.
No, I'm not going to fly away.
Florida, can you get it? Do you ever get it? By the way, he's using a CD case.
I had to find something.
That's what we got.
Do you want me to hold the owl?
Back off my owl.
Oh, there he is. He's actually pretty big.
Yeah, he is.
So, Blitz, had we not saved him, the puddle would have dried up and he would have died.
Yeah, I just happened to look down. I'm like, that looks like a fish.
Lummy, you may have to go on puddle patrol.
Yeah. Sure I looked in a couple other puddles walking around.
What are you doing, Lummy? Well, see, Bubba has me walking around all South Tampa to try to find fish for a pond.
Yeah.
I got 3 catfish and 2 perch.
Got him in the pond.
You got scoop. There you go.
Hold on.
Oh. Got him.
Hurry up.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to give him more water. You're going to look at him.
I didn't get a good look at him.
You will. You are here.
Hello.
A freaking catfish. And then watch this, bud. Watch this.
Going back to the pond. Hopefully that's where he came.
It jumped out at him. And
you puss boy.
They have arms, all right?
Lummy, Blitz, he probably has a concussion now.
He's good
Poor
now.
Guy.
He's good now, though.
I mean, but right, Blitz, he probably has
to go to... He's a solid Bubba Army fish now.
Pond, yeah, he's hard out.
Yeah, I had to make sure he's okay.
Watch this. Lum. That's why you need to go out and buy your new Lum Lum shirt while you can. God bless his little fucking slow.
Yeah, it's the catfish.
His little slow.
You're going to the pond, kid. You're going back to the pond. Hopefully that's where
you're really? I don't want to go to the fucking pond. I want to go back to this fucking puddle I was at. Hold on, you're taking me where? Pond? No, fuck that. I'm going back to the puddle. I fucking left the pond because there are a bunch of assholes back there. I could have my own shit here at this puddle.
Back to the pond. Hopefully that's where
I'm going where? Fuck that. I'll kill myself on dry land before I go back to that fucking pond.
Flung the water out.
What did you do?
Fucking goats.
Shut out!
He's fine. Better hurry.
He's
cover him with the owl. Cover him with the owl.
How did he drop him?
Cover him with the owl,
Lummy. Lummy has a plastic owl, but he doesn't put it over the lid. Or use it as a lid.
He got in the water.
By the way, Tyler's race car Blitz on jack scan to the back. Look.
Nice.
I saved it. It went in.
All right, so Lummy.
Catfish is in, swimming around, loving life.
When you released him, did he go, yay?
Yeah, I put a little extra pond water in there, which the pond's looking good, filling up a little bit more. I shook it around a little bit. He started going, yay!
Shook it around.
And then I, like,
the
set
rain,
him down.
The hard rains that we've been getting, has it helping the levels of the pond?
Oh, yeah. It's almost back up to the pipe now. It probably is up, I'd say, about 2 feet now.
Is this the fucker that bit you right here?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that bit your face off?
On accident.
Did he ever say he was sorry?
Yes. That's why he's just hanging out, watching the game, loving life.
Lightning play tonight, don't they?
Yep, they sure do.
Again?
Yes, the Islanders.
Oh, it's going to be a nice fight fest.
Oh, yeah. Starting it off. Hey. Oh, this is where Brian hit Blitz.
Oh, my angle's way better.
Biggest fruit is right. Look at this liberal snowflaking motherfucker.
We got a
by the way, Kevin Hazlett will be in tomorrow. 8 o'clock. With Chick-fil-A.
Right there.
How about that one?
I didn't date Barry Sanders either.
You were going to! You were going to!
Check out this bird.
You're always complaining. You're always
What a fucking nerd. What an absolute nerd. What a nerd.
Check out this burnout. These motherfuckers got it reversed.
My burnout.
Today at noon on our YouTube channel is the Bubba skydiving 500-pound skydiving fail breakdown. That's today at noon.
That started getting a little traction on TikTok.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I got up to about 9,000 views.
What did
quickly.
You have? What did you have on?
Like, well, you told me to put like some.
Well, I can only imagine what you made. Let me see here.
Well, there some music behind it? Like him grading the ground?
No, I just did the full audio of it.
No, you got to do like a little song or something.
No.
It's like the
I want to hear the people laughing when he's coming.
No.
I just put 59 seconds of it up. But now we are approved to put longer videos than a minute up there because we're over a certain threshold.
Ooh, hey.
Woo.
I'm trying to find our TikTok.
And your moped video got 106,000 views.
What do you mean?
Your moped when you sold out in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many?
106,000.
Oh, hold on here. This is our TikTok, Willie. Five hundred pound Florida man skydiving accident. Hashtag Florida fat fail. FYP skydiving gone wrong. Skydiving accident. Fat man failure. Skydiving failure. Accident. Oh my God.
This is what Lemmy really thinks of you.
That's right, in the text.
Put your legs together.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm unconscious at this point.
I can't even if I was awake.
I'm not awake.
Right, did you get us?
My legs don't fit together.
Glad everybody fucking says it's funny. Lummy, 8,900. Is that views?
Yeah.
That's is that good. Decent?
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, we were only averaging for a little bit, 1,000. But if you scroll down, like your moped got over 100, then we got a wrestling
moped got 100 what?
106.
106.
We almost have a million on the Riddle one.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. TikTok's weird. They have huge numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they don't really mean the same as that.
Yeah, like we only got 32,000 likes and 3,000 followers.
Well, we can start going live on
like,
it
what
now,
do they,
too.
What do they, what's the currency that they, like, what is it, likes?
Trillions.
Is it followers?
Likes and views.
Yeah, likes
it,
and views.
Where's it, but where does it show the views?
Does it say, like, can't you see it right there? Where the little air, the
like
triangle
total,
is?
Like total views.
If I go to the analytics.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, are we kind of a big thing? Or
last 7 days, we've had 20,000 views. Last 60 days, we've had 868,000 views.
Shoot a shot.
So, yeah, last 2 months, we've had 868,000 views.
Now, what now?
So, in the last 2 months, we've had 868,000 views on our videos.
The last 2 months, we've had nearly a million views. Yeah. What is that?
Like California.
You need to keep doing this shit, Lummy.
Yeah.
And when we get our OnlyFans, you know, you got to like have a, like a little, like a
promotion
little,
Willie.
Well, you can
little 15 second little clip of it, of them just being almost naughty and then bam, with a swipe up.
Yeah. Swipe up. We can swipe up to it.
Yeah. That's what we're going
to
do.
See more.
So Lummy.
We need your help, Lummy.
So this has got 8,000 views.
Yeah.
106,000 on the moped.
Oh, yeah. And he's trying to restart his moped. It looks like he got it back on. Nope.
I was so fucking mad and flipped out a blitz. The new
fucking meeting him for lunch. We went to go to Brick House and
then blitz. You can't push it because it gets locked up.
Uh-huh. They were closed until noon. So now Bubba's gotta.
If you just nudge it forward and hit the start button, it starts right up.
No, it doesn't.
Moped going. He's stuck in a red light with it. And he can't get it fired back up.
Fucking mad as shit.
I'm going to send this to the creditors so they can see he ain't lying about not having $700.
Actually, Brian's fucking commentary is probably what makes the difference.
For sure.
This is our biggest video.
Is this over a million?
It's 868,000.
Here it is. That was a messed up high spot,
wasn't it? Yeah, it sure was.
That was from Nick.
That's a fucked up high spot, ain't it?
Yeah, and no one told that. Well, that's from Nick.
Yeah, they didn't show that.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't show that?
No, they cut away.
Yeah, it's Nick. He's sitting front row.
Hold on. But it didn't mess up. Okay, it should have been fuck up high spot, you know, fail.
Well, sometimes on the wrestling, like, I didn't want to piss people off, so I just kind of kept it.
You could have had 5 million views if you would have said Sheamus and Matt Riddle fuck up. But, you know, you're stupid and you didn't know how to put that on there. It's okay, buddy.
Well, I didn't want the heat.
Yeah, I didn't want the heat. I didn't want to draw the heat.
Bring that ass back like a boom, 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 boom.
Oh, God.
See, that's back when my hair was Sergeant Slaughter.
Well, and this one got banned 4 times.
What do you mean got banned 4 times?
Remember that we were doing it?
Because it was like a
challenge.
Is that why you had to call it the balloon challenge?
Yes, yeah.
You called it the condom challenge.
Well,
we got banned.
Technically a challenge, too. They got mad about it.
Bring that ass back like a boom, 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 boom.
Give me the jam.
I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry.
I need food.
I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry.
Well, I think you've done a pretty good job on this shit.
Okay. Get in there. Yes. Yes.
I think our TikTok should be doing a lot better than what it is.
Like California.
I mean, you got some good shit up on there. Why ain't our TikTok going better?
Well, I mean, really, I mean...
Is it all the whores I'm following?
That's only 300 of them. I mean, it's okay.
Well, Mommy, you know, you can take away all of them. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I
just
figured you like looking at them.
No, I mean, I just, whatever. Like, okay. if it's messing our algorithm up, take them out.
Okay.
I just see a hot chick with, you know, the dark hair and nice tits, and I'm like, oh, follow this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Get up on my feed, bitch. Get up on my feed, bitch. Oh, I got to go to the doctor's.
Wearing their baggies.
See, this should have gotten a lot more.
Yeah, it just.
We need to share that to our Facebook immediately.
A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA.
Man, who is that? Is that Dan or Jay?
That's Jay.
He is fucking getting after it, is he not?
Yeah,
that's what he's doing
Blitz,
right now.
He's blazing that fucking deal.
You'll catch him serving at outside, outside Ventura County
I tell you what I am.
He's surfing Costa Rica.
I'm the wave disruptor. As soon as I get in, I crack that wave in half. Lummy, you're doing it. Lummy, can I ask you a question? You promise not to promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Nothing but the truth.
Do you do this, or is this Ashley's
this
creation?
This is me, but she did show me in the beginning about the TikTok.
She's far smarter than you are, is she not?
Yes, 100%.
Very embarrassing.
You told me to put Batman in there, so
I know,
did.
Buddy, you
can you read the hashtags again?
Yeah, it's hashtag Florida Fat Fail FHP or FYP.
What's that?
Skydiving gone wrong. Skydiving accident. Fat man failure. Skydiving accident. Oh my God. And that puts a wrap on the show today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Go to our YouTube channel, subscribe and like, because it's fucking eating over there. Our TikTok and our OnlyFans. OnlyFans goes live tomorrow. We got an Asha Akira with a fucking Melissa Midwest kicker. Podcast, new podcast up today at 3 o'clock. See ya.